What's up, guys? This is Scott from the Iron Legion. This is episode 214 of Strong the Iron Will Way, official podcast of the Iron Legion Strength Company. For those of you guys who aren't members at our Iron Legion Strength Company location, I want to tell you about a little challenge we have going on with our members and clients right now. So our coach Andrew has been training for his physique, men's physique bodybuilding competition that's coming up in about 6 weeks. Andrew's already been dieting for, I think, 8 weeks, maybe 6 weeks so far. For any of you guys know, preparing for a bodybuilding competition is pretty brutal, particularly the dieting nutrition aspect. Basically, imagine taking everything out of your diet that's enjoyable for 12 to 18 weeks. No alcohol, no sweets, very limited fats and carbohydrates, just really, really clean eating for a really long period of time, but no room for cheats and slip-ups at all. Very strict, very, very difficult. So we thought for the last 6 weeks we'd invite our members to join along with Andrew just to give them a little accountability, help support Andrew in his discipline, and give everybody just the opportunity to see what it's like to try to be this strict and get a real understanding of how difficult it is to reduce your body fat and change your body, and that all of it is diet. So we've had quite a few people jump on board with Andrew to use this as a jump start to get their shit together with eating, support him, and all that good stuff. And the guidelines for everybody else are not quite as strict as for Andrew, because we realize, this is all a scale. It depends on if you're eating McDonald's sausage egg McMuffin and a coffee with cream and sugar for breakfast every morning, you're not going to switch to egg whites and oatmeal. So we're asking everybody to just adjust accordingly and improve on what they've been doing, but they don't have to necessarily be as strict as Andrew. But some of the basics apply. Drink half your body weight in ounces in water. No alcohol, no junk food, no sweets, so forth. So first day, everybody was gung-ho. Immediately everybody was commenting on how challenging the water part would be. Lots of discussions about what they should be eating, should not be eating. Second day in, similar, but already some people were saying, wow, this is actually a lot harder on the second day, okay? And I expect today being the third day, we're going to hear some more of how hard this is on the third day. And what I wanted to talk about is that is not surprising. And this is why I talked about this in an early episode. I think it was one of the self-sabotage techniques. This is where people struggle with accomplishing their goals, typically, is that the novelty wears off real quick in a lot of these things. So agreeing to a diet for 6 weeks, let's say, and again, in a big scheme of things, that's a very short period of time, honestly. When you're all fired up and everybody's rallying behind this cause for the first day, it's kind of easy because you're running on motivation, right? You're running on that energy. You could do anything for a day. Second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, some of that starts to wane. A couple people probably drop out already. The energy and enthusiasm is not there as much as it was. The novelty of this kind of wears off. The reality of it kind of kicks in, like, wow, this actually sucks. Not having wine for one day wasn't bad, but oh, and now all of a sudden it's Friday and I had a hard day and oh, I'd really enjoy that. And oh, it's Saturday and we're having friends over. People brought pastries into the office 2 weeks in a row now, right? Now maybe we're in the second week. So things get way more challenging as it goes on. It's actually almost the opposite. It gets easier at some point, but not for a while. So this happens with most people, everybody, when accomplishing a goal. Let's just make something else up, but it's all the same shit. You decide you want to go back to college and get a degree in something that you're really interested in so you can change careers 5 years from now. Awesome. So you wake up one day, this is the day I'm going to do it. You find your online college program, you sign up for it, you start to get your materials. The next day you're reading like a champ every free minute you have because you're going to crush this thing. And then by the third day, it's like, whoa, this is a lot of fucking work, man. I still have my job. I'm still trying to take care of my kids. I'm still trying to get my sleep, get my workout, actually relax a little bit. This is really hard. And all of a sudden, you're less fired up about the outcome, and you're just focusing on how difficult the workload is. So this is why it's really important to have big, big goals, because small goals just are not motivating enough to get through all the hard work it takes to achieve them. But the trick is to break the large goal up into smaller chunks so that it is attainable and there's success markers kind of along the way, right? So if that's the goal, if the goal, ultimate goal, if the reason you decided, let's again make this up, if the reason you decided to get that additional degree so you can change careers and have a job that you love and maybe make more money, that's the big goal, okay? So you have to kind of, let's say we take our journal, or our, which we should have, by the way, if you're trying to accomplish big things. That could be, now mind you, your journal could be old school, piece of paper, pen, which is proven to be helpful to physically write, but I like to do that, but I find that a lot of times my daily notes and things go in my phone and my notes app, just because I always have it with me, and when things pop in my head, I can drop it in there. So use whatever technology you want, but put it down somewhere. So your goal is make more money, have a job that I love 5 years from now. Okay, that's very difficult to talk yourself into doing 2 hours of reading today to accomplish something in 5 years. That's just human nature. That's too far out to really get motivated by. Again, this is why everybody wants to have to lean out and look good for summertime, right? It's such a cliche, but it's kind of true. That first day of summer, you go to the beach, you got to take your shirt off in front of everybody. It would feel great to be super fit and lean. Much like preparing for a bodybuilding contest, let's say like Andrew's doing, right? I remember when I used to compete, I used to say, man, I wish I could just look like this for summertime. And then I'd say, hey, you know, that next year, instead of competing, I'm just going to do this for summer, right? Why don't I just do that for summer? Well, the problem is there's no pressure. There's no real pressure for summer. Yes, you want to look good. Yes, it would be great, but you could also wear a t-shirt. You could also not go. You could also go and just get over it and not be good. You can't pull that off on a bodybuilding stage. You literally have to get up there in pretty much your underwear and be judged. And you're not going to do that unless you're really, really ready. So when you want to have a piece of pizza 3 weeks out, the fear of getting up there and not being ready keeps you from having that pizza. But 3 months out from the beach, you start to go, you know what, doesn't really matter. Where am I going? I don't need to be ripped. I don't need to be lean. I shouldn't care what people think. Blah, 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 blah. And you talk yourself right into that piece of pizza. So same thing. When you've decided you want to have a new career in 5 years and make more money, when the day comes that you have to read 2 hours and you decide, you know what, I'm just going to watch last year's Game of Thrones for 2 hours instead because I had a rough day and I can't even deal with thinking. And plus that degree thing is not happening for 5 years. I can do it tomorrow. So you lose the sense of urgency. So you have to have that big goal, but then we have to break that down into small chunks, right? So that could be, you know, what's the first step of achieving that goal? What's going to happen in 3 months to 6 months, right? Maybe you just got to get through your first round of classes. Maybe you just signed up for 2 years of college. So when's the first class over? That's over in 4 months. All right, so that's my first goal, is to get an A in the first class. And looking ahead, I realize that that's going to require, 20 pages of reading every day during the week, and I can not read on the weekends or, you know, whatever the fuck. So your notepad, your journal becomes, in 5 years, degree, new career, more money. Underneath that, the second goal is A's in all my classes starting with this semester. The goal beneath that is I have to read 10 pages, 20 pages, whatever the number is, every day, Monday through Friday. It's important to write these goals down daily, or at least read them, but preferably write them down, because they have to be reaffirmed in your mind every day as to why the fuck you are doing this. You have to know why, because when things get rugged and tough, and the little dude on your shoulder is convincing you why you don't have to read 10 pages today, you can just read 20 tomorrow. You have to have clear in your mind why the fuck you're doing this in the first place. That's when you need to see the big reason, okay? And this is where people get wrong. So the big reason that most people are probably jumping in on the 6-week program with Andrew is because they have wanted to change their body and lose fat for a long, long time. And now this opportunity has arisen that they can get a good jump start on it. That's the real reason. Now, if we dig deeper, why? Why do these people want to lose weight? Why do they want to change their body? Well, there's something about their current state of health or appearance that they're not happy with that's affecting their life somehow. Relationship, self-esteem, again, health, something, right? So the big picture here. So that has to be on the top of that list. So it's not just, I want to lose 10 pounds in the next 6 weeks with Andrew. It's like, well, I ultimately want to lose 50 pounds over the next 2 years. And I want to lose those 50 pounds because I want to feel better in my own skin, because I want to be able to go do this or do that. Those are the whys. Those have to be up there. It's not enough just to want to lose 10 pounds in 6 weeks, because that's so small that it's easy to talk yourself out of when it comes time to do the work and to have the discipline. So guys, really, really important to write the goal, the takeaways, write the goals down. Make the huge goal up top. Why do you want that huge goal? So again, if I want that extra college degree, but why? Why do I want that? Well, I want to get a better job. Great. Why do I want a better job? Well, because I'm tired of going to work every day and feeling miserable at the job I have. Okay, we're getting somewhere. I also need to make more money. Well, why do you need to make more money? Well, because I can't currently provide for my family the life that I wanted to give them. We can't have all the experience I always wanted them to have as kids. And now we're getting somewhere. Okay, this is important. Now, when you want to blow off your 10 minutes of reading and you look at your little journal, this is about your kids' life. This is about providing for them as you wanted to provide as a parent. This is not about just, you're not going to pick watching Game of Thrones over reading when you put it into perspective that this is my kid's future, this is my kid's happiness. Because if I don't get a new job and I don't start making more money, they're not going to have the life that I envisioned for them. Now we're fucking getting somewhere. Now it makes sense to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go to work. Now it makes sense to turn off Netflix and read for 2 more hours every night. You get what I'm saying? So with the 10 pounds and the Andrew's challenge, that's all fun because everybody's doing it. And this is great. Let's jump on board. Bullshit. That's going to go away in 4 days, right? The bandwagon, I'm just doing it because everybody's doing it. It's fun. It's not fun. It's fucking hard and it sucks. So the fun part goes away and you're back to your same old shit. So I want you to really think about why you're doing this. Why does this appeal to you? Write down the really, really deep reasons why you're doing this shit. You don't have to let anybody see them, right? Could be that you got made fun of when you were 10 years old for being overweight, and your whole life you've been wanting to get that weight off. Perfect. Then there's your reason, okay? Because that's a hell of a lot more powerful than I want to lose 10 pounds in 6 weeks and ride this train with Andrew. You get what I'm saying, guys? Find that real reason. Write that shit down. Read it every morning. Read it every night. Rewrite it. If you're using a paper journal, every day you turn that thing over, rewrite it, and then write down every day before you go to bed your accomplishments, what you're proud of, what was your challenges for the day, you know, where did you succeed, where did you struggle, and keep notes, because I'll tell you something really cool about this shit. When you look back in 6 weeks and you read through this journal and you see the days that you struggled, the days that you kicked ass, and you're going to find that over the course of the 6 weeks, you change, and the things you write about change, the way you feel change, what was hard from the beginning is not hard anymore, and it's very cool, and I have so many of those laying around, and every time I find them from various stages of my life, it's very rewarding to read through and kind of relive the experience and see how you've changed and grown over time. So that's it for today, you guys. Good luck with the challenge. Stay strong, and I will talk to you soon.